is the Don and Mike Show. What you see is what you get with Females for Hire. And it's a lot more than you have ever seen. Yes, Females for Hire makes the happy hooker look like Mother Goose. It's all here, all of it, with everything left in and nothing left out. The story of the jungle they call the street and the girls who have become the most dangerous game on earth. Here is the marketplace, the buyers and the sellers, the conners and the conned, the dream and the nightmare. Females for Hire. They guarantee you a good time. The contract doesn't say you'll come out alive. You're playing with fire with Females for Hire. From Independent International, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. At every high school, there's one girl every boy notices, every male teacher looks at, and every man wants. She's the naughty cheerleader. She starts playing out on the field and then finishes the game inside. The naughty cheerleader. She's just a cute and curvy 16-year-old girl, but oh, what she's thinking and how she turns men on. The naughty cheerleader. She gives her school team their spirit, and when she gets going before the game, there's no stopping her. The naughty cheerleader in her cute school outfit with the tight top and short skirt. Every eye is always on her, and she knows it and loves it. Why don't you let her turn you on, too? The naughty cheerleader. The girl of every man's wildest dreams. Don't miss The Naughty Cheerleader, rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent, from Independent International. Here's a story about the wackiest, sexiest, fun-filled place to take your girl. The Groove Room. A place where lights flash, machines spark, and the people get more turned on than the electricity. The Groove Room. Somebody just had to invent a place like this. Take off your inhibitions and have some fun in The Groove Room. The Groove Room, rated X for adults, from Independent International.
The Don and Mike Show.
Noted Caucasians, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, and welcome back to the best of Don and Mike, right here on 106.7 WJFK from 2 to 3 p.m., leading up to Don and Mike live at 3, and you do want to listen at 3. I'll tell you why. There's a lot of great prizes just for listening to the Don and Mike Show today. A pair of tickets to Comedy Central's Lewis Black Show. Also, trip for two anywhere, Independence Air Flies. And don't forget, 500 in laser loot from Georgetown. Laser hair removal. Get rid of all that hair down there. You know where. I'm your host, Artinger, here, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this gloomy Monday. Getting back into the best of Don and Mike. Now, Don was telling about his cruise with Frida that they took one time, and there's more to talk about. So you will listen to the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Let's see. Oh, the drunk guy. I wrote down some notes about the drunk guy. Is this you, Sweeney?
Yeah, I'm going to get the new modem.
Oh, fantastic. What was I just going to ask you about? Hey, wasn't it fun watching that couple that missed the boat on the binoculars? Be honest, wasn't it fun?
It was fun, but it was fun in that kind of, ooh, that could have been me way.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun. And just,
fun nonetheless.
Oh, we really dodged a bullet because you would have had me also. The only reason I came back was, well, I'm embarrassed to say, after all talking about food, I was hungry. I wanted lunch. I didn't want to miss a meal like everybody else on board. And because otherwise I would have been happily la-la-la shopping myself.
You really kind of heard it on those things, right?
Yes,
and,
you are.
And I mean, you got to be where you're supposed
if
to be.
If you don't make it, you're screwed.
You're out of
well,
there.
They left, you know, they did leave like 20 minutes later than they were scheduled to leave because I guess they knew there would be stragglers. And normally they are right on the dot at leaving. So, I mean, they had already given you a little leeway as it was.
All right, darling, and now you've had time to reflect on it and drive like a maniac and get me to work and everything, how would you rate the vacation? Now, everything you had said yesterday was the best vacation ever. It's so relaxed. We enjoyed each other's company, blah, blah, blah. Then you said today you hated me and that it was the worst vacation. I'd ruined it.
No, I
what
didn't
now
say
is
that.
The what
I
is
didn't
the
say
answer?
I hated you, and I didn't say it was the worst vacation. I said, don't ruin it by making this last day bad. And you did make the last day bad. But the other days were wonderful.
There you go. All right, baby. Well,
all right.
I'm going to play your tape here in a second.
Oh, great.
All right.
You'll hear how wonderful. Okay.
Bye-bye. Oh, just before, a couple of things. I wrote notes. People are so stupid. They really are. There are these people in the room next to us, and we can hear them out on the balcony, okay? Right. One of the movies that they were showing on this boat, you could go to a theater and watch a movie, mm-hmm. was The Matrix Reloaded.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the second part of The Matrix.
Yeah, you have a Keanu Reeves.
Right? Now, I wrote down, here is exactly, and this is why it was great that Frieda was there, because I'm not embellishing these things at all. Here is what they said. Guy next door phones his buddy from Key West to find out if Dale Earnhardt really spun out on purpose. Then he says...
Junior.
He says, that's what the TV said. I couldn't believe it. Then he went to see The Matrix Reloaded.
Uh-huh.
Same guy. Quote, I'm pissed. I can't believe this. At the end, it said, to be continued. I thought it meant after the credits, part two would start. But no, it ended. What a ripoff. You have to go to another movie to find out how it ends?
Yeah.
You didn't miss anything by not seeing that movie, hon. Now, I want you to know something. These are notes transcribed by my bride.
Right.
You know
right.
how I always come back and say, so-and-so said such-and-such?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Transcribed them. Here's another one. At our table, the dinner table, couple from Pittsburgh. Old guy, old lady,
mm-hmm.
real nice. Celebrity he most resembles, old guy. Celebrity, celebrity she most resembles, David Letterman's mother.
Okay, Dorothy okay. Letterman.
Here's what she says,
and
I think she might be on the tape. We went to the flower arranging show. Did you know how these centerpieces were made? Did you know they'll last a week? We went to a dessert-making class and made something delicious. I don't know what country it's from. I think it's from Japan. It's called Taramiyasu. I'm not kidding. Here's one where I had to tell her to stop. Wasn't that awful what happened at the Super Bowl? I wasn't surprised. Things have gone too far, and I'm hoping they remove that smut. Yeah. It was at that point that I Uh-oh. Said, you know, Marilyn, that's her name.
Is that when you asked her to come up for a walk on the deck?
Let's change
the
girl. Rob, you're going to like this. Here's something the husband said.
Oh, good.
The husband, who incidentally was a brush salesman.
Hey, there you go. Fuller Brush Man.
No. He worked for whoever is Fuller Brush's main.
I'm better. That's sad.
Yeah.
So he did that for 13 states, 17 years. Quote, the other people at our table, there were six of us at our dinner table. This is a quote from him. I had my wife write it down. The other couple at our table are a little different. You know, they're Jewish. And hold on. He continues. That's fine, though. Are you Christians? If you are, the Lord will see you through your problems.
Wow.
And if you're not.
Now,
jeez.
I don't even know how to get into the fact that there were Amish dudes on this boat.
Really?
I don't think the Amish would use the boat. I think they'd use the. They'd have to be under sail, wouldn't
they? They're not Amish. They're not mercenaries. It's
mercenaries?
It starts with a. The word starts with
Mennonites.
Mennonites. That's
yes.
what they are.
Well,
here's what they're like. Mike, they were guys like from Pennsylvania Dutch country
uh-huh.
who had on Paul Bunyan outfits.
Were they Mennonites?
I don't know.
But you said they weren't mercenaries.
No,
mercenaries are professional fighters.
I know they are. No, they're hitmen. Mercenaries
right.
are hitmen.
Yes, yes.
These guys.
You got your Amish. You got your Quakers.
The,
you got
here's
your.
The thing. I'll describe the outfit. You tell me what they are.
Okay.
First time they've ever been out of whatever their Pennsylvania community is.
Right.
They have on dungarees.
Yes.
And I don't mean jeans. I mean dungarees.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They have on. Big Paul Bunyan suspenders.
Right.
They have on...
They're lesbians.
They have on... No, these are the men.
Oh, all right.
They have on short sleeve button down shirts. Mm-hmm. The women have on blue dresses that go all the way down to the floor.
They're hot.
And their hair... the hair are with net caps.
Yes. I think they're probably Mennonites.
The men wear hats, like black... Hats with straight brims.
Sometimes they did. And
any of them fly?
We talked to one of them.
How old were they?
Mid-30s.
Oh, okay, because they
so
do.
So they say.
And here,
Amish do a thing like when they're like 18, they're allowed to go and experience
yeah,
the world.
Yeah, yeah. Get out of the community.
They were there with their kids, and Rob, here's what I wrote down. One of them told me he was having a one-time pass away from the farm
uh-huh.
to enjoy the endless buffet.
There you go.
That was his one reason.
Endless buffet of sin.
The endless buffet. Oh, I got two more things to tell you about, then I'm done, and I'll play you the tape, and then we'll hear about your friends and the prostitute at the game. My wife... constantly, we're on vacation, says to me, oh, let's go dancing. I want to go dancing. Well, I got news for you. I hate dancing. I danced at my wedding. Mm-hmm. That's about it. So one night she says to me, I'm going to go down, and I'm going to go dancing without you. And I said, yeah, go ahead, because I don't think she can do it, right? So I'm getting cleaned up. I go downstairs. I go to this bar that she says she's going to be at. Sure enough, she's dancing with a guy.
Mm.
She's dancing with a guy. He's about 85 years old. Did you ever see that movie with Jack Lemmon? Where he was a guy that was hired to be a professional dancer on a boat.
Yeah, a horrible movie.
Well, as it turns out, horrible job.
Right.
This guy has the job. So
he's the escort for ladies.
I walk down there, and this guy, his name is George. He's dancing with my
Hello. Wife. Yes, I would love to dance with you.
No, very American.
Hi, I'd like to dance with you.
And she was just pimping him for all the details. He gets paid nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He
gets a free cruise.
Yeah, he gets the free cruise, and he only has to dance four nights out of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his deal.
And he just has to go and hang out.
And he makes, as he said, tips.
Yeah.
And friends.
Well, you think
was he a good-looking older guy?
Cesar Romero for 85?
No, not that good-looking, okay. Mike. Yeah. But the deal is, he doesn't have to. He gets a free cruise, tips, and all the hot tail he can get.
Yeah. Wow.
I think my wife was about the hottest girl to dance with him in years.
So he gets a free cruise. That's not a bad deal.
And then finally, the one guy that I have to mention, his name is Nicholas. And he is the chief engineer of this boat, Galaxy of the Seas. And
I can't hold her, Captain.
You know, we got invited to dinner the first night on the boat because at that point I thought I was a pseudo-celebrity. Mm-hmm. It sent me the thing. Have dinner at the captain's table.
No.
So I get to the...
It's like right out of a movie.
Yeah, so I get to the captain's table.
Hello.
With Frida, and it's not the captain, it's the engineer.
Oh.
So right away, I say, because I'm a dumb guy, mm-hmm. I said, well, this is like having dinner with Geordi LaForge. I said, I expected to be having dinner with Captain Picard, or maybe even Commander Riker.
Yes. Did George the Dancer have the heart attack?
No, it was not. I don't think.
We don't know for sure.
It could have been. So this chief engineer, as it turns out, he's the second in command on the boat.
Ah.
They got a captain, and then they got this guy. This guy, Nicholas. Now, this guy took a real shining to me.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us I'm not supposed to mention this. We got a bridge tour. They're not supposed to do that now with the security and everything. Two things he said that my wife wrote down that I thought are great, and hopefully you'll hear him on this day. First he said, and they all call me Mr. Mike.
Mr. Mike
Dillon. He said, Mr. Mike, you remind me of Donald Trump. He said, I can tell by looking at you and your cigar. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that's a compliment. Although I said, you know, maybe it's my bad hair. I'm not really sure.
No.
Here's impressed. The other thing that he said.
I would like to dance with you.
The chief engineer of this boat. Uh-huh. He says, this is great. He says, and Frida wrote this down. Do you go to the midnight buffet? No. And I say, no, I'm not going to go. He says, good. People line up to take pictures of food. There's nothing wrong with that, I guess. Unless you've never seen an ice sculpture, I guess it can be exciting. It was really great to hear him goofing on the fact that, people will wait until midnight to go line up. And
Mr. Mike, you look like Donald Trump. Join me and George the Dancer in the jacuzzi later.
All right.
We will have fun, but don't stay in too long. It will give you a heart attack.
That is all the stuff that I had. And when we come back, I think we'll hear this now. Frida, on Saturday, said to me, you know, besides, and she was really like Lucy Ricardo, really may help her on this trip. She said, no embellishment on this trip. If you see somebody that says something, get them to say it in front of me, and I'll write it down.
Okay.
So all these things that I'm saying about these people, like the part about Jews and being Christians.
Did you ask the guy to repeat himself about Jews?
Yeah, well, Frida.
Tell her that.
Frida drew him into it. We sat down, and Frida said something like, oh, we know that you're a Baptist or Christian, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know my husband used to be a Catholic and switched to Episcopalian? And the guy didn't like that, but then Frida let him right into, and our other couple, and then he said, oh, you know they're Jewish. Oh, here's another great thing he said to them yesterday, to the Jews at our table.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and this stuff is too great. You can't make this up. So on a cruise ship, he says, so, you people have Passover soon?
You people.
No, it's a quote. It's a quote.
He really said, people say that.
He said, people. Now, hold on. Now, the Jewish guy who's keeping it together, he says, it's actually started. Yeah, it's a wonderful ceremony. The guy from Pittsburgh says, now, that's where you give presents every day, right?
It's eight presents.
So the guy's just a complete
moron. He's a tool. He's a total tool.
Absolute idiot.
He's a total tool. So some of these people you're going to hear on this tape, including one lady. This lady, she's an outstanding cruise director. You know, that's
the Lauren Tweez?
Yeah, that's her job. She's an English broad. Mm-hmm. And what drove me nuts with her, besides the fact that she's English, is, toodaloo, this is her signature. You know, she's like the Stallion with Bingo Baby.
Right.
Every time you see her anywhere, whether it's in one of the little commercials in the room, or if or you're at a show and she's
there. So she's on the boat, but she's also on the TV system on the boat?
She sure is. Her name, Mike, is Susan Wood, and her sign-off is Toodaloo. He will tickle your funny bones. Toodaloo.
Her catchphrase.
So when Frida got drunk, one of the things I said
Let's throw her into the propeller.
I said, you got to go get a tape of this Toodaloo lady, right? The lady cracks me up. So I'll just give you a brief preview here of what... It's only about 5 minutes, what my wife did.
Mike is on. Mike is plugged in.
She's not drunk here.
Okay.
All my plugs are good. This should work.
WCCP.
Same kind of hole.
Let's see. All right, I'm going to turn it back and...
So what? Far, so good.
Frida?
No.
Oh, telling her she's...
I don't care if there are people over there.
Oh, see, at this point, I'm telling her she's embarrassing me because she's sitting out on the deck, and she's doing this very loudly, and I see the people... Looking around the partition to see, and I say to her, hey, go in the room and do that if you want to be a DJ.
Right.
Shh. And she said, no, you can't stop me. Where is she? Hello, Frida?
Are you moving Bobby right now? Are you cruising right now?
Yeah, the boat's moving.
He doesn't know. He would kill me. He would be embarrassed.
Oh, okay. That's the beginning of her talking to people on the boat.
Very good.
One thing about dead guys on ship, Bob.
Yes.
Hey, Bob, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, you know, we took that Galaxy cruise 2 years ago, and about 4 o'clock in the morning, we saw them carting off a body, and I asked the room attendant, I said, you know, what happened there? And they said they're taking them to the morgue. Mm-hmm. All the cruise ships have a miniature morgue.
Oh, sure. You scared kids.
and the guy died earlier in the afternoon, but they didn't want to let anybody see it, so they waited until 4 a.m.
The ship's morgue, or as we call it, a dorm refrigerator.
Yes. All right, thank you, Bob.
Yes.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Hideout.
Damn it, I want to run. I'm charming. I'm fun to look at. I got imbeciles around me, too.
Weeknights after Ron and Fez on Redskins Radio, 106.7 WJFK.
Once you pour yourself a big Wawa 24-ounce cup of coffee, everything seems a little better. For example, with your Wawa 24-ounce cup, you're not bogged down with yard work. You're bonding with nature. And you're not gaining weight. You're filling out. And that toast you burned, well, it's just extra crunchy. With a Wawa 24-ounce cup of coffee in hand, your daughter's goldfish didn't die. It's doing the backstroke, slowly. You didn't lose an opportunity. You just misplaced it. And your TV that busted? Apparently, it's given you a chance to read a good book. Yes, once you've enjoyed a big eye-opening Wawa 24-ounce cup, you tend to take everything in stride. When you get that cup filled with a fresh steaming coffee or cappuccino, things don't seem all that bad. And looking on the bright side becomes, well, second nature. That's how a Wawa 24-ounce cup works. That's why when you gotta have a big cup of coffee, you gotta have a Wawa.
Sex is important in every relationship. For over 15 years, Boston Medical Group has helped men restore their sexual confidence. Their files are filled with over 500,000 success stories. Here's one of them.
Both my girlfriend and I knew I had to fix my problem before things got worse. But I was concerned about privacy. I didn't want anyone to know, and I certainly didn't want to explain my problem to a bunch of nurses. So I finally called, and they said that I would have my own private waiting room. I didn't know it was going to be that private. I was so relieved after I saw the doctor. He's the only person who knows why I'm having the best sex of my life.
If you suffer from premature ejaculation or an erection problem, the board-certified physicians at the Boston Medical Group can help. Their personalized treatment is guaranteed to work regardless of age or causes. Your strength and duration will increase from just one visit. And with private waiting rooms and prescriptions filled on site, your privacy is Boston Medical Group's first concern. Call 866-SEX-4-LIFE for a clinic near you. That's 866-SEX-4-LIFE. Call today. Perform tonight. Call 866-SEX-4-LIFE or visit bostonmedicalgroup.com.
With Sonny Jurgens and I'm Larry Michael. It's Green Bay in town this week, Sonny. How good of a quarterback is Brett Favre?
Brett Favre's a great quarterback, great leader. I don't think, you know, he came back because he wanted to win another championship. And I think he's disappointed the way the season has gone so far. He's had some personal tragedies. And I think that this could be Brett Favre's last year. And because of that, this might be the last time the Redskin fans will get an opportunity to see